From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. It's all right, because you're saved by the Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Auditorium Theater in Rochester, New York, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. It's great to be making our debut in Rochester. And later on, we'll be talking to Rochester's own Garth Fagan, the legendary dancer and choreographer, who, among other works, choreographed the musical The Lion King. But first, it was a weird week for us because, for once, we were in the news. One of the emails released by WikiLeaks, this is true, references Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Podesta, doing well on, quote, some NPR comedy show, unquote. That was us. We are part of a scandal. But what's really weird, the Clinton campaign has refused to confirm or deny any of the leaks at all, except that one. NPR comedy, they said, we deny it exists. Call us and you can be maybe part of a scandal in the 2020 election. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Michael Wirtz from Fresno, California.
Fresno, California. Lovely there out there in the Central Valley. Tell me, Michael, what do you do there?
I own a tow company.
You own a towing company?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So do you do the work? I know there's lots of, sometimes you pick up people who are in trouble, but sometimes you pick up people who are parked illegally.
That we do mostly that.
You do? Oh, you really? So you're the guy who comes and tows people away when they're like in a tow zone or somebody's parking lot they're not supposed to be in?
No, I'm the guy they yell at after my guy does that.
Oh, I see. Michael, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's the syndicated advice columnist behind Ask Amy. It is Amy Dickinson.
Hey, hi, Michael.
Next, a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. It is Adam Felber.
Hey there. How are you, Michael?
And it's a comedian performing in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Maimandi Concert Hall, on December 1st. It's Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Michael.
Michael, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis, to my right, is going to read you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize, the voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle, on your voicemail. Are you ready to do this?
Absolutely ready.
All right, here is your first quote.
I would like to announce to all my supporters and to all the people of this country that I will totally accept the results of this election. If I win.
That was somebody being as statesmanlike as he can on Thursday. Who was it?
Donald Trump.
Of course it was Donald Trump. Trump said at the third and final presidential debate on Wednesday that he cannot promise he'll accept the results of the election.
Oof.
He won't accept it because, in his opinion, it's not over till the fat lady sings, and man, she's a pig.
A three at best.
I have something terrible to confess.
Please,
good.
Paul.
Do it, do it.
All right, okay. Here's what's happened to me. When there's a day where he hasn't said something just horrible, I feel a little down.
Yeah.
Do you notice it? I'm getting like a dopamine hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's kind of fun because I spent a week last week overseas. I was 8 hours ahead. So I would sleep through the day's news cycle, and then I'd wake up and see what he had done. And it was like, while I was sleeping, I could leave my shoes out and Donald Trump would come and crap in them.
And what's going to happen to the giant army of fact checkers that has been employed for this campaign? What happens to them? Are they just going to resort to just kind of like hanging around public places telling us we're wrong about everything?
We should review, just for the historical record, the debate this week. Trump had been excited about this debate until he found out that the moderator was Chris Wallace, not George.
And Hillary had to stand there and get abused. It wasn't pleasant, but it's hard to feel bad for her because she finally gets to be president. It's very nice for her. She's wanted this for a long time. It's a little bit like Pinocchio finally getting to be a real person, except Hillary still has that goal on her to-do list. Okay, Michael, very good. Here is your next quote.
It's about you. It's about time. It's about time. And it's about you. It's about you, because your time is now.
That was not an ad for Cialis. It was a series of rejected draft campaign slogans for whom?
Well, I can't use Donald Trump again.
No, you can't use... We haven't gotten to the point where it's the answer to every question.
So I'll go with Hillary.
It was, in fact, Hillary Clinton, yes. WikiLeaks has been dripping out all these stolen emails, presumably trying to destroy the Hillary Clinton campaign by proving to the world how boring it is. But this is the best part of all these emails and documents, a list of 85 draft campaign slogans.
Oh,
you know, they're trying stuff out. This is real. Your family is her fight. Your family, her fight. Your future is her fight. Your future, her fight. Your future, your family, your fight. I'm gonna fight your family.
Wow.
Your family fights the future.
Right. I have to admit, I felt some sympathy. We all do this. We all have rough drafts. Can you imagine if everybody's rough draft got leaked? Like FDR, the only thing we have to fear is scary stuff.
Or Lincoln's, 87 years ago.
The leaked emails also included drafts of what appear to be Hillary's infamous speeches to Wall Street. It was like little notes. Do you like me, J.P. Morgan Chase? Check this box. And then the leaked cover of her Trapper Keeper with Mrs. Wells Fargo written all over it. Michael, here is your last quote.
We've stopped trying. If he doesn't want to come, he won't come. It'll be a big party in any case.
That was the Nobel Prize Committee saying they had given up after a week of trying to get some good news to whom?
I would assume somebody who won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Not the Peace Prize, the prize in literature.
This year's Nobel Prize winner.
This year's Nobel Prize winner.
Michael, how many times can a man be asked?
The answer, my friend.
The answer, my friend, is being Googled as we speak.
The answer is Googled as we speak.
I just wanted to hear you guys sing that. It was Bob Dylan.
It was Bob Dylan. They cannot find him. If you happen to see a rather ratty-looking short guy who sings like a duck with a tracheotomy, please let him know some people over in Oslo are desperate to get in touch with him. The Nobel Committee says they have not been able to get in touch with Dylan since the announcement that he won the prize in literature last week. Now, it is possible that Dylan, who is on concert tour, has commented on winning the prize, but who knows, because nobody has understood what he was talking about since about 1966.
Duck inside of Oslo with the Finland blues again.
Bill, how did Michael do at our quiz?
Well, while he was answering our questions, he towed three cars and got three right.
Thank you so much for playing, Michael. Take care.
Bye, Michael.
Bye. The loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changin'.